Although Reddit, I'm really drunk. I mean, I'm pretty drunk. I'm having a very nice time. I'm in the UK. I booked a hotel room that I'm pretty sure it's meant for like romantic getaways, but it's just me in here. I mean, I know it's meant for romantic getaways. Like, they made the towels into swans on the bed, making a heart shape. And it has an outdoor hot tub, private fenced in, and I frolicked around in there for a while. Put my clit up against the jets. That's how I discovered my clit such a long time ago. Inappropriately young. Shouldn't talk about that. Yeah, no, that's how I discovered my clit was pool jets. So there. I'm very fond of them. A warm remembrance. I like to try to hold myself on them for as long as I possibly can, which is a long time. But I come and I almost fucking drowned. the champagne that I ordered for my fucking self and the pleasure. I mean, you know, it's a life's goal not to die in America, but I don't want to do it quite yet. Although if I drown in that hot tub, you know, I suppose that's the goal met. So I did come a bunch, which, you know, ever since I started edging, I keep telling myself, like, I'm not gonna come on my own, you know? Like, I'm not gonna come alone. I'm not a good girl. I'm not. I mean, I want to be. I have all the aspiration, all the desire, just none of the discipline. None of the discipline. I need guidance. I need somebody to take me in hand. I want to be good. I can be good. I just need. Guidance. I can be so good. I really can. I can sink as low as you've ever wanted to see anyone go. Keep going. Shatter into stupid pieces for you. Into the fucking bedrock bottom. Don't you know how bad I want it? Don't you know? Someday. I'll be held. I'll have my place.
I'll know that I'm safe. No matter how bad it hurts, it's worth it. It's worth it to be snug. In my place. So few of you understand. That's mean, maybe, but I don't know how to get it across. I don't want Okay, so okay. Wow, okay, this is a drunk thought. This is a drunk thought. And we'll see if it holds up, if it makes sense to any of you. But I don't want Bane, I want the Joker. You know, when it comes to styles, I suppose. So, you know, sure, Bane broke Batman's back over his knee. And that's very easy. That's very easy. You know. It's effective, certainly. You know. But I'm after a more subtle game. More mental. More twisted. Darker, deeper, stranger. More intimate. A sick understanding of one another and a macabre sort of dance. Wow, I'm pretentious. I can't believe I just fucking used like Batman villains. Fuck me. Why am I like this? Okay, I don't know how to describe it, but here, something that's incredibly erotic to me, one of the most erotic things I've ever seen, it's not porn, is the movie Creep 2. You have to watch Creep 1 to get it. So, you know, they're on Netflix if you're interested. But Creep 2 is so hot. It's so hot. And that's what I like, is that sort of. Gentle prodding at the mind. Making use of anything at your disposal to break me in more and more. Run your fingers through my mind. Shift it, scoop it out, mold it. I can't even think anymore. I can't even think. I've just had my finger just barely going in the tiniest of circles on the tip of my clit. I feel like I'm melting. I want this all the time, Daddy. No thoughts, but what Daddy put there. No feelings, but what Daddy wants me to have.
feel so good. I feel so good. I feel so good. I don't know. Loose and languid in the room is spinning, and I just want to feel like this. Oh, Daddy, I just want to feel like this. And in return, I'll fucking worship you. I will adore you. I will adore you, I just want to melt and drift away and be sculpted.